John chapter 5, verses 1 through 8, starts out with this. Verses 1 through 3 says, "After this, there was a Jewish feast, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there was in Jerusalem, by the sheep gate, a pool called Bethesda," or Bethesda, Bethesda in Aramaic, "which has five covered walkways. A great number of sick, blind, lame, and paralyzed people were lying in these walkways." Now the reason they were lying in these walkways was the idea, the pagan idea of this pool was that angels would stir up this pool. Now, today we probably look at it as some kind of volcanic activity or something like that. But anyway, they believed that angels stirred this pool, and if you were lame, the first one into this stirred water would be healed. So continuing in verse 5, "A man was there who had been disabled for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there, and when he had realized that the man had been disabled for a long time already, he said to him, 'Do you want to become well?' Listen to the man's answer. The sick man answered him, 'Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. While I'm trying to get into the pool, someone goes in before me.' Jesus said to him, 'Stand up, pick up your mat, and walk.'" Did the man answer Jesus' question? He didn't answer his question, did he? Jesus asked him simply, "Do you want to be made well?" What'd the man say? "Well, there's nobody here to put me in the water. And when I try to go in the water, people get in front of me." Do we ever do that? As a leader, sometimes you talk to people, right? If you don't show up, you know, maybe I'll come talk to you. And it's amazing the excuses that people have. You ask them something like, "Well, do you want to serve God through Jesus Christ?" That's a yes or no answer. Do you want to serve God through Jesus Christ? But what you get is this: "Well, I would, but other people won't let me." "Well, there's all these hypocrites in the church. The super Christians are holding me back." Huh. Answer the question. Stop making excuses. Do you want to serve God through Jesus Christ? When Jesus was betrayed, he could have blamed several others. The Pharisees were out to get him. They stirred up the crowd against him. The Romans didn't care. Some of his own disciples even betrayed him. Yet, when asked a question by Pilate, he didn't blame anyone, didn't make any excuses, just answered the question. In Matthew chapter 27, starting in verse 11, it says, "Then Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, 'Are you the king of the Jews?' Jesus said, 'You said it.'" Now, if anybody could have made excuses, it could have been him, right? But when he was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he did not respond. Then Pilate said to him, "Don't you hear how many charges they're bringing against you?" But he didn't answer even one accusation, so that the governor was quite amazed. He didn't give excuses. He had every excuse in the world not to go to the cross for you. But he didn't give them. Obviously, he'd heard the charges. No excuses. He just said, "You said it." He knew what he had to do. No excuses. I'm really glad that he just served God by doing what he came to do. He had a job to do, and he did it without complaint. What an example for us. He served God without complaint. Can we say that? We come to this time in the service each week to remember that Christ gave his life so that we could live. Without complaint, he went to the cross and gave his life for you without excuse or complaint. He loves you so much that he obeyed his Father. For this way is the way that God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world should be saved through him. That's John 3:16-17. We remember that Christ did exactly what God sent him to do. That's what we're here for, is to remember that. He willingly gave his life because he loved you that much. And God sent him because he loved you that much. The next time an excuse comes to your mind when somebody asks you, do you want to serve God? Or when an opportunity comes up to serve God and you come up with an excuse in your mind, remember, Jesus didn't give any excuses. If anybody had an excuse, he did. But he didn't do it. He just served God. Let's remember him now as he wants us to. Our Father and God in heaven, we thank you so very much for your willingness to send your Son for us, to give his life on that cross as an unblemished lamb, to be the ultimate sacrifice for our sins. Help us to remember that, Father, not just this morning as we partake of these emblems, to remember what he did for us, but also remember that throughout the week. When the opportunity arises, Father, for us to serve him, help us not to make excuses. Help us just to say, yes, I want to serve you. Thank you so very, very much, Father, for the willingness that he had to come. And thank you for this time that we could remember that he loved us so much that he willingly hung on that cross and took that beating for us. Thank you so very, very much, Father, for this. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.